Now, last Friday was Jersey Day, an opportunity for school students and employees alike to wear their favourite sporting jersey to raise awareness about a very important subject. To tell us more, a little bit more about the day and its success and actually what it's all about, we are joined by Richard Gremo from the Nathan Gremo Community Fund. So, Richard, what is Jersey Day all about?
G'day, Eleanor. Jersey Day is all about spreading the donate life message. It's a great way to do it. We're not about raising funds. It's a very rare event these days that, you know, there's something like this occurs. It's not about fundraising, but the Donate Life Network is well funded. It's just all about raising awareness about the organ and tissue donation message. And there's so many Australians believe, I put that on my license, I'm all good. Unfortunately, that's not quite good enough. Got to register with the Donate Life Network, and in addition to that, if the worst comes to the worst, your family will be asked about your organ donation wishes, even if you are registered. And the worst does come to the worst, and your family is asked. If they say no, then your wishes will not be respected because your family can basically overrule your decision. So Jersey Day is all about making sure that the wider public is aware that not only do you have to register your wishes, but you also have to have that discussion with your family.
Okay, and how long has Jersey Day been going on for?
This year was our third year. The first year we had Jersey Day was, a smaller local event. My family's located in the northwest of Sydney, and it was, it was just getting the ball rolling in 2015, and then we saw what sort of support the event had, and then last year got a little bit bigger, and this year a little bit bigger again. So we're certainly it's certainly our intention to keep that momentum going.
So obviously you're Richard Gremo, and this is for the Nathan Gremo Community Fund. Can you tell us about Nathan?
Well, Nathan was my nephew. We unfortunately lost Nathan in an accident in May 2015. Nathan was able to donate his organs as a result of his accident, and that instituted our involvement with the Donate Life Network. We become aware of the message from there, albeit in tragic circumstances, but once we were aware of the message, we were... Our family is doing everything we can to make sure that that message is spread.
Okay, and can you just tell us how successful was last Friday?
Yeah, well, if you go to the Jersey Day Facebook page or if you search a hashtag Jersey Day, you'll see that the message is getting far and wide. We get great support from a lot of people of influence in the public, certainly the NRL, we've got some really good friends of ours that are involved in the NRL. That they are certainly fantastic at spreading the message. We had a Jersey Day game that the Eels, we arranged with the Eels last Friday between the Rabbitohs and the Eels, and then various commentators that are friends of our family, the Ray Warren on Channel 9, Ray Hadley, who's a friend of ours, they are very good at promoting that message. In addition to this year, we also had the Wiggles involved. So that was a great way to get support, and we're certainly into broadening the message. We are very glad and appreciative of the support we receive from the various sporting codes, but it's also important for everybody to know that this is a wider message. And indeed, Taria Pitt, who's a beneficiary of tissue donation. I'm sure a lot of people know Taria's story. She also was involved with us this year in promoting that message, which is a great way of showing what the results of organ and tissue donation can be. Taria basically wouldn't be alive without tissue donation after she received horrific burns. So not only do we have the support of that sort of people of influence, but it's more importantly this message about getting businesses and where possible, school children involved too. But I'm sure if people have a look at their social feeds, especially from last Friday, that they'll see the messages are spreading far and wide, which is fantastic.
All righty. Well, thank you very much for that, Richard. We're going to have to leave it there. That was Richard Gremo from the Nathan Gremo Community Fund speaking about Jersey Day, which was held last Friday to raise awareness of the importance of organ donation. If you want any more information on that, do check out our podcast or check out jerseyday.com.au.